You're tuned into the Lawn and Garden Hour of the Rosie on the House Show. Get expert advice on any plant, irrigation, or landscape question you have by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
You know what else there's something about? There's something about a rabbit that can get through just about every kind of barrier, deterrent.
Where's Elmer Fudd when you need him?
Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to save the best for last, if you don't mind, on this and talk about rabbits at the very end. But I have several questions, and I've spoken to you before about my camellia. Is there something called a sun cloth that would be the opposite of frost cloth?
Well, there's shade cloth.
Is there a shade cloth? Okay, that's what I needed to know, because my camellia gets so badly burned during the summer months, and I thought, gosh, if I could just put something over it during the summer to keep it.
Yeah, you can't throw shade cloth right on the plant, because burn it even worse. You have to build some type of structure
to
hold it
around it. Okay.
Yeah, to hold it away from the plant.
Well, that would be easy because it's in a square pot, and that would probably be very easy to do, but I've got to do something because it just ruins it. Okay, you answered that one for me. Now, my lemon tree. It's a very prolific lemon tree. They're big lemons with a very thick rind. This year, they are so mealy that they're just unbelievable. And my husband said, oh, well, that's because of the cold weather we had. However, my neighbor across the street has a lemon tree with very small lemons, very, very, very thin rind, extremely thin rind, and theirs are absolutely juicy. So what's going on with ours?
Well, yours, I'm surprised theirs didn't freeze. Most lemons froze. If they still had fruit on them during that hard freeze we had in January, it certainly froze lemons. Lemons and limes are far the most tender of all of our citrus. So it may have something to do with where theirs is planted. Maybe it's a little closer to the house. Maybe it's a little more protected. Maybe the lemons that were further inside the tree didn't get damaged. Yours were more exposed on the outside of the tree. Hard to say. But typically that what you're describing sounds like freeze damage on citrus, where it just kind of dehydrates them on the inside when you peel. There's no more juice.
Yeah, I had thought maybe my husband wasn't watering enough, and he said, I haven't done anything different that I've done any year, and like I say, they're just awful, and theirs are just absolutely superb. So
he got lucky.
I guess go steal some of theirs.
they always give me some, thank goodness. Okay, now rabbits. They're not rabbits in my yard, but they're in my mother's in Sun City, and she has, every year my sister and I give her amaryllis, and she plants them out in the yard after the season is over at Christmas time. And I was out there yesterday, and the blooms are just absolutely the big as your hand, each bloom on them. But the rabbits are just annihilating the plants, and she's tried everything. She's tried planting lavender near them. Right now she's got a ceramic solar frog that every time you walk by it goes ribbit, ribbit, because she's read someplace that rabbits don't like frogs. But she's tried everything. She's tried commercial products. I even told her that I'd heard that if you put break eggs around
blood
your plant,
meal.
They can't stand.
Blood Pardon? Meal. Blood meal.
And is that
blood,
a...
Put blood meal around them, it'll feed the amaryllis, and it will repel the rabbits. The only situation is, if you have a dog,
he's going to go
in the yard,
rip it up.
He's going to be attracted to it, just the opposite. So if she does not have a dog, then blood meal works very well. The only problem is it is odor driven, so you do have to do it occasionally to keep repelling them. But it kind of serves two purposes. It will also feed the amaryllis plants as well.
Now this blood meal, I
go to the nursery and buy a bag of blood meal.
Okay. And granular, I'm assuming.
Well, it's kind of powdery, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, who are they dripping this? I mean, how is this made? Is it?
It's blood, Romy.
thank you. Where does it come from? Because I'm not.
Typically, blood meal.
When
and
I go to do a blood drive, they're not. You know.
No, it's from slaughter packing houses, slaughterhouses. You know, it's just a byproduct of the process of processing beef and pork, I suppose, you know, different types of byproducts. You know, we sell bone meal and blood meal, have for years, as fertilizers, and, you know, that's where they come from. They're safe. You know, all that stuff is brought to really high temperatures. You don't have to worry about any diseases or any of that sort of thing. And if you're looking for an organic fertilizer, a combination of bone and blood meal works really well, and blood meal does repel animals of prey, so rabbits, squirrels, things that are preyed upon by, they don't like the smell of blood, if you can imagine why.
And Sandy will also be having a Critter Control here show here May 11th coming up, and we'll have there Arizona Game and Fish as well. So more ideas to come in weeks ahead. Stay tuned. Joyce in Green Valley on topic of planting. Good morning, ma'am. Listening on our newest affiliate, KGVY.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I am a new resident here in Green Valley, and I've listened ever since I got here. I've listened to your show, and I've been told not to plant any citrus trees because it's too cold here. And I have two citrus trees in my yard, and they're doing very well. And I'd like to plant a couple more, but I'm a little leery of it.
Great question, and it is interesting that when you leave from the Phoenix area and drive south to Tucson and Green Valley, you're actually going up in elevation.
That's right. So should we answer a question after the break?
I think we will.
All right.
So, appreciate the call. I'll open line for you, 1-888-767-4348. We also have Chuck with Brazilian Peppers. Jim wants to talk about hydrangeas, and Scott on the willows.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.